That song is from the 90s. Right now, we are joined by Brad Bednar, my husband, here in the studio for another round of Date Night, in which Brad and I go and do cool things in the community and then come on the air and talk about them because it's my show and that's the kind of feature I want to have. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just want to point out that I'm also from the 90s.
That is true, yes. You are extremely from the 90s.
Could not be more so.
That's true.
I think I might have picked out the intro song for the show.
I'm pretty sure you definitely picked out the intro song for the show and you were super proud of yourself for having done so.
Still am.
I should be a child of the 80s because, like, everyone who was born the year I was, like, takes pride in being a child of the 80s and, like, all the stuff from the 80s they grew up with. But I don't know, I was sheltered or something during the 80s. Like, all of the stuff from the 80s that people hold up as being like, oh, hey, remember the 80s, all of this stuff. Just, I never got into any of that. It's all the 90s stuff that I got involved in.
Or the 70s stuff.
Oh, yes,
you
yes,
kind
of course.
Are a child of the 70s. More so this month than in the most, I think.
That's true, yeah. Because I just had my birthday.
That's right.
Yeah, so we celebrated.
We did.
Well, we kind of celebrated in Florida 2 weeks ago by doing a 5K, which is exactly the thing you should be doing on your 40th birthday.
Finished in under an hour.
We did finish in under an hour. I don't know if that was my personal best.
I think it probably was.
It might be up there. I don't know. We did the Jingle Bell Jog in Raleigh a couple of times, and I think we go faster when it's cold just to get done faster.
That's true, yeah. I also go faster when it's hot so I can sit down and eat like a donut and drink a bottle of water.
That is true, yeah. I don't know if a donut is the best food to replenish yourself after
you
a 5K. I'm just suggesting
the donut
they also
is the
had
best
like
food
bananas.
For anything.
All
yeah,
right.
No, I don't
That's
want a banana.
Fair.
I want a donut.
That's fair. They did have donuts. So
they did. They did a lot of donuts.
There was a decision made at this 5K somewhere behind the scenes. Someone said, you know what these people want after they get done running this race? A donut. Donut and coffee.
I did fill out that pre-run survey. And
right.
They had a whole hour to go to Krispy Kreme and get a dozen donuts for me.
I'm glad you gave them all of that time.
You know, I do it for the volunteers. Is all I can say.
Speaking of awesome food that tastes amazing, but you probably technically shouldn't be eating it for health purposes. We did the state fair.
Yeah, it's the first time I've done the state fair ever. I will.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna count. So my state fair story.
You came in here to tell the state fair story.
You know, when
you're gonna tell the state fair story, and then you're gonna be like, "That's it. I'm done. I'm out."
Yeah, when your husband's got a primetime radio show, you can come on and talk about whatever you want. It's one of the perks of the job. But, it's
one
my
of the
first
perks
time.
Of the what now?
Perks of the job. You heard me.
Uh-huh. All right.
It's every day with you is a wonderful job.
Uh-huh.
I'm in trouble. But,
anyway, state fair story.
State fair story, yeah. So, this is my first time at the state fair for real because, like, a time before I was out picking up like my ex's relatives from the fair, and it was pitched to me as, hey, you know, we're gonna go and visit like his brother, and then we're all gonna go to the fair together, and then you can join us when you get off of work.
All of which was true.
So I drive in from Chapel Hill at 5 o'clock, take the like hour and 45 minutes to get to the fair because, you know, it's the fair and everybody's going there after work.
Which, by the way, if you're on 40 eastbound right now and you're seeing that traffic around RDU,
might be fair traffic as well. Get there, park, pay my 10, 12 bucks to get into the fair, text, say, like, where are you guys? We all meet up. And they go, well, we had a fun time at the fair. Let's go home. I will do things to all of you.
You should have insisted on staying. You should have been like, not until I get a bacon-wrapped smoothie or something like that.
Bacon-wrapped smoothies are the 2019 food, Aaron.
That's true, yeah. Well, then you should have made them wait.
Fair was super fun, and let me tell you, nothing says I love you more than your partner, spouse, or person you're with taking pictures of you every single time you try to eat some weird, drippy,
you
sticky
looked
fair
delightful.
Food. The food that, looked delightful.
Eating that chocolate-covered...
It was a hot mess.
Marshmallow sticky bacon on a stick.
S'mores bacon. Like, who would have thought? Like,
although the s'mores bacon was fantastic. The best food, though, is something that I think is at the state fairgrounds on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah, all the time, yeah.
Which is the ham biscuit from Pittsburgh or Kiwanis, which is particularly famous on this show because one of our favorite local bands, Fatlinks, has a song called Ham Biscuit that is inspired by that very stand at the state fair.
And again, nothing says I love you more than you trying to, like, pay for and or eat a ham biscuit, and your husband is taking pictures of you to text all his coworkers.
I had to send a picture of you getting the famous ham biscuit.
I did not need to be in the picture.
To Kenny Dyke,
it was the one and only Kenny Dyke. Yeah.
Who is now standing outside fist bumping even as we speak, because he appreciated getting that picture of you eating a ham biscuit.
Yeah, I have a rule that I just don't like pictures being taken of me when I don't have time to prepare, just so that, like, you know, my face isn't covered in marshmallow fluff and ham grease for the world to see, because you share those pictures like it's nobody's business.
I have not posted that picture on Facebook. I will not post that picture on Facebook. I might post the picture of you that I just now took while you were ranting about pictures being taken.
Yeah, I can pretty much guarantee you that within 30 minutes of this going up on the website, that your mom is going to text you and ask for every single one of those pictures. And you're going to give them
only
to her because she deserves
her
them
first.
But yeah, we did the fair. It was fun.
It was fun. Yeah.
You know, it was a nice, like, little 2-hour jaunt before we had a super, super bougie and fancy 5-course bourbon dinner just down the road at the Oaks. So
we couldn't eat a whole lot at the fair because we were going to dinner later. But that's a really good, like, that's a cool
date experience, right?
Like, go to the fair, enjoy it. Eat some stuff, but maybe, like, have an excuse to limit yourself a little bit because you're leaving the fair and going somewhere cool afterwards.
Yeah, I was expecting more weird food. Like, having not, like, gone to the state fair, like, ever, except for that one unfortunate time where I walked by a bunch of weird food booths, everything seemed so normal. And I don't know if, like, it's just because I'm the type of person who, at 2 a.m, if I'm hungry, might just throw, like, bacon and marshmallow fluff in a pan to see what happens. But, you know, like, everything just seemed like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I'm going to go back and ask a follow-up question about what you just said, maybe later.
Okay,
but
like at 2 a.m,
like maybe
you're
at 2 a.m,
up
and I'm like, what is that delightful and yet weird combination of smells? I think part of it is that we're just so inured to state fair food being weird that when we show up and it's like fried alligator on a stick, we're like, yep, that seems about right. Yeah.
I just want, like, it's like, here's a Caesar salad.
But it's deep fried Caesar salad. Yeah. Like, they cram, like, it's just like one head of, or like one big thing of romaine lettuce, and they just, like, deep fry the whole thing, and then they serve it to you with, like, the Caesar dressing on the side.
Oh, no, it can't be on the side. Like, Caesar funnel cake?
Oh, there you
go. Like, just the dressing.
Like the dressing and the lettuce, and, like, they mix it all together, and then they dip it all
in the deep fry. I don't need lettuce on my funnel cake, Aaron. Just give me some Caesar dressing.
You, like, just want deep fried
Caesar dressing. Yeah, like, in a funnel cake form. Like, maybe some powdered sugar and, like, some acai berries because it's, you know, trendy and healthy, right?
Would you like some chicken so it's a chicken Caesar funnel cake?
Only if it's that, like, fried chicken from Carolina Coffee Shop.
Well, it's gonna, like, be fried chicken.
Which is my big, like, surprise was, like, some of the best chicken on Franklin Street is, like, at Carolina Coffee Shop, where we went on Saturday before
Playmakers.
Before going to Playmakers and after going to see Cash Crop, which is at the 109 East Franklin pop-up space, which is... I'm not struck by, like, art installations very often, but that was, like, immense.
Striking,
Like, it's of a scale that, like, you can't not notice it.
Yeah.
Like, which is really cool.
This is not a typical, like, fun date night where you go and experience this very, very intense art installation, but it's absolutely worth going to. It's at 109 East Franklin Street right now. We had Stephen Hayes, the artist, on the air last week. He's great.
Oh, yeah. So you go to that, like, because it's impactful and it's important, and then, like, we balance that out on Sunday by going to the state fair and, like, admiring all of the crazy booze and eating things that we shouldn't.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. And, man, was that the weekend?
Pretty much.
That pretty much was the weekend. Yeah, we did a lot.
We crammed
State
a lot
Fair,
in.
We did Playmakers, which I will say, like, everyone around me loved. So, it's a popular play.
It's a very striking play. Like, won't give any spoilers, won't give anything away. I have never felt so strongly about characters in a play as I did about Dairyland.
That's fair. Ray Dooley's very good
Ray
in
Dooley's
it. It's his
incredible.
100th show, it's his 100th show at Playmakers. Yeah.
And it's like the little things that he does that, like, remind, like, me, like, why he's so, like, loved and revered. Like,
right.
There's a moment, like, in the second act where, like, he hits his thumb, and it's, like, very believable. And just like kind of speaks like what a great character actor he is.
But because he's good, and like we've had this conversation about, not on air, but we've had this conversation about Ray Dooley, and I think it's fair to say objectively, like oftentimes he'll play like very over the top characters, like that supporting role that right. just kind of comes on and eats the scenery,
yeah,
and everyone
yeah.
kind of loves those 5 minutes when he's like if they did Jesus Christ Superstar, he would be Nero, and
right,
that's
right.
like the kind of role that he plays very often. So it's very rare to see him play a grounded, down-to-earth kind of character. And when he does, he's fantastic. And that's that was, like, he's definitely, I wasn't a huge fan of Dairyland.
Right, right.
But he was, like, a super high point in the show. And the second act, he's really strongly featured. So the right. second act, I thought, was good.
I also think it helps that, like, he is in the part of the show that, like, supports the first act, right?
Yes.
Like, the act two is, like, the meat of the play. And I think what it's about for me. And, like, act one just sets everything up so you get there. But again, never felt more strongly about characters in a play, for good or for ill, than I did, which I think just speaks to how well acted it is.
Yeah.
Because you definitely, like, resonate with those characters in one way or another.
The likable characters are very likable. The unlikable characters are extremely unlikable.
I think is a testament to, like that dramatic, like, skill set, right? Like, if you're going all in, go all in.
Yeah. So that's our date night. Playmakers, Carolina Coffee Shop, Cash Crop at 109 East Franklin Street, and the State Fair, maybe with a nice dinner afterwards. So it gives you an excuse to limit yourself on the food if you want to.
Yeah.
And it was fun. Yeah.
Or maybe just have a salad.
Or maybe just have a salad. But a deep fried salad like a whole bunch of dressing just poured, slabbed all over it.
Anybody can come to our house at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
We'll,
We're going to show up to the State Fair next year, and some booth is going to have a deep fried Caesar salad. We're going to have to remember this conversation so that we can try to get in on the royalties for
that. How could I forget?
And that is date night. Brad Bednar, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.